It's possible for a person to have an overwhelming number of things to do and still function productively with a clear head and a positive sense of relaxed control. You already know how to do everything necessary to achieve this high-performance state. If you're like most people, however, you need to apply these skills in a more timely, complete, and systematic way so you can get on top of it all instead of feeling buried. The methods I present here are all based on two key objectives. Number one, capturing all the things that need to get done. Now, later, someday, big, little, or in between, into a logical and trusted system outside of your head and off your mind. And number two, disciplining yourself to make front-end decisions about all of the inputs you let into your life so that you will always have a plan for next actions that you can implement or renegotiate at any moment. This program offers a proven method for this kind of high-performance workflow management. The principles and methods are instantly usable and applicable to everything you have to do in your personal as well as your professional life. You can incorporate what I describe as an ongoing dynamic style of operating in your work and in your world, or you can simply use this as a guide to getting back into better control when you feel you need to. Almost everyone I encounter these days feels he or she has too much to handle and not enough time to get it all done. A paradox has emerged in this new millennium. People have enhanced quality of life, but at the same time, they are adding to their stress levels by taking on more than they have resources to handle. It's as though their eyes were bigger than their stomachs. And most people are to some degree frustrated and perplexed about how to improve the situation. Neither our standard education, nor traditional time management models, nor the plethora of organizing tools available, such as personal notebook planners, Microsoft Outlook, or Palm personal digital assistants, has given us a viable means of meeting the new demands placed on us. If you've tried to use any of these processes or tools, you've probably found them unable to accommodate the speed, complexity, and changing priority factors inherent in what you're doing. The ability to be successful, relaxed, and in control during these fertile but turbulent times demands new ways of thinking and working. The traditional approaches to time management and personal organization were useful in their time. They provided helpful reference points for a workforce that was just emerging from an industrial assembly line modality into a new kind of work that included choices about what to do and discretion about when to do it. Along with discretionary time also came the need to make good choices about what to do. ABC priority codes and daily to-do lists were key techniques that people developed to help them sort through their choices in some meaningful way. If you had the freedom to decide what to do, you also had the responsibility to make good choices. What you've probably discovered, at least at some level, is that daily to-do lists and simplified priority coding have proven inadequate to deal with the volume and variable nature of the average professional's workload. More and more people's jobs are made up of dozens or even hundreds of emails a day, with no latitude left to ignore a single request, complaint, or order. There are few people who can expect to code everything an A, a B, or a C priority, or who can maintain some predetermined list of to-dos that the first telephone call or interruption from their boss won't totally undo.